with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Trust in God on December 16, 2008 during an international gathering with our association members.
讲一个故事给你们听，OK哈？好久以前哈，在一个地方叫那个宣城县，有一个人，大概中国人了哈，叫那个苏文友，从很久了，他不会吃那个牛排的，他不会想吃牛排。所以，任何时候有人拿那个牛排来贡献给他，他就不吃，他就拿分给他们的那个家人啊、部下那些的工人吃。他认为这样子的话，他自己是无罪的，没吃牛排的。OK，好。有一天，突然间，他生病。 那个苏先生生病，跟多数医生外面去运动的，他就用那个什么牛的那个脑啊，就把它混跟那个酒啊酒精混在一起给他喝，给他吃药，哇，太恐怖了。然后那一天晚上他就做一个梦，来做梦，他看到一位那个神啊。
穿很漂亮的那种黄袍，那些静静的跑了，就跑到他前面，骂他，很大声说：“你呀，这个人一定吃牛排的，不然怎么你的身体就那个臭味满满这个样子？那个牛排的味道很臭。”然后这个许先生就说：“没有，没有，没有。” 哪有，我从来没吃过牛排，没有吃过牛肉的意思。然后那位那个穿那个锦袍的哈，就跟他说：“拿那本书来看看。”叫他的部下了，天神的部下，叫拿那本书来。那本书是什么书？你们可以想得到了吗？记录业障跟福报的那本书。OK。 拿来看到说，啊，知道了，既然你没吃到牛肉，没吃牛肉，不过因为你生病的时候破戒，意思说本来不想不吃牛肉，他怀孕不吃牛肉，结果生病的时候破戒，又拿这些牛肉分给那个部下吃，家丁那些人吃。 本来你这个寿命应该减小的，不过因为我看你有惭愧心所以我会饶你了。 饶你不死的，对啊，而且这个也要给别人当榜样，嗯，留你这个命啊，为了要给别人说，讲这个故事给别人听，给人家知道。然后就那个鼠先生就哇，真高兴了 啊，谢谢不尽，感激不尽，啊，拜拜他，然后就说，不过万一以后如果有人还拿那个牛肉给我吃，供养给我怎么办？因为他大概也是一种关赖嘛，哈，啊。然后人家有时候啊，他帮忙人什么的，人家就拿牛排来给他，所以他说以后万一还有人拿牛排给我怎么办？那位神呢，就笑笑就跟他说：“哎呀，你把它埋葬下来，埋下来就 OK 了，埋在地下。”嗯，主要就是怕你那个心呢，不坚持了，没有怕你不会做好事的哈。所以，如果你真的想当好人，啊，爱护动物的话，就你什么就会做得到了，以后会想得到。啊，什么不伤害的动物你就要做，嗯。不过最好就跟人家说，不要放一个牌子在前面，我不要牛排嘛，放一个啊，写一个牌在门口前面了，啊，几公里以外也写哈，苏先生在某某地址就不吃牛肉的，请大家不要带来，就 OK 了嘛，啊。不过很难哈，啊。他也是大概也是，啊，一种小官了哈，也不能这样做。那个时候又没报纸给登出来哈，没有 SOS 什么哈，可以啊，可以弄一个传单嘛哈，到处都发。那个给他牛肉的人一定是他那个本县的人的哈，不可能是在外面那么远跑，是不是？嗯，很简单嘛，这样子就把这个故事可以写下来啊，传单那个给出去，不然贴在门口也可以了，给大家看了啊。也许他能做，也许他不能，因为有时候法律不存哈，也许他不能做，那这样子只好把它埋下来哈。不过其实埋下来人家已经杀了哈，哎，很难做哈，总比那个给人家吃的好，哎，吃了他就习惯了，以后就坐在那边，那求菩萨帮忙给人家带来那个布下了，吃的习惯了，没有了就在那边祷告，祷告菩萨拿肉拿牛排给他吃了，然后就也许这样子就鼓励人家杀生了啊，不是那块牛排而已，就是杀生之化了啊，所以也许他埋的时候最少就给人家知道。不过给人家知道，怕人家又伤心啊，也是不怎么很完整的一个顾问，哎，一个意见哈，嗯，以我们来讲，我们怎么讲呢？别拿来了，我不吃了。看这个传单就知道了。你回去看 Supreme Master Television， 我们都不吃肉的，我们全家吃素的。这样子是最好的哈，最好就是可以告诉亲戚朋友嘛，不是那些你认为以后会拿牛排给你的，你先告诉他，我是不受供养的。第一，第二，万一有真的忍不住拿什么东西来，别拿牛肉啊。他意思说什么肉都不吃了，那上证就是牛肉嘛，啊，牛肉意思说最大的嘛，人家。讲牛肉就知道是有肉吃肉的人就对了 ，OK。意思说他吃素了，不过他也把那个肉给别人吃，这个我们还会弄错的，我们会这样子认为的。有时候，买不好的东西哈，买到东西有肉有蛋什么的，然后不吃就拿给隔壁，是吗？有吗？啊，最好以后不能这样子哈，把它丢掉了，嗯。把它吃成万段，然后丢掉，这样子别人就不能惹祸啊！而且我们也没有这个业障，就是鼓励人家吃肉啊。他吃了就好吃了，他就出去再买呢。有一些东西啊，放肉在里面，然后他吃就习惯，因为他们吃肉习惯嘛。然后吃那个，哇，觉得啊，今天这个东西我从来没吃过， 啊，太好吃了，我就直接找他买，找他买就不好了啊。常常我拿那个素食东西给人家，比方说我去哪个地方哈，认识什么人，或是医生啊、护士，或是什么人就对的，办公室的人等等哈，我就拿一袋东西给他，那些比方说最近呢 啊拿那个 vegan chocolate 的，意思说没蛋没牛奶那个哈，有他们都有弄，不晓得在中国有没有弄，不过这边都有。也弄得很漂亮啊，拿着给他吃，然后有一些那个素食的那个商场啊，或是那个素食的所谓的牛排啊，或是那个什么猪肉什么那些都素食的嘛，啊，我 chicken 什么呢哈，鸡肉那些都是素食的，素食没牛奶没蛋什么，都放好几包啊，也我家有什么，平常我自己也不吃，那省了给别人。啊，有时候东西比较难买嘛，稀有的啊，我就省下来，等一下要给客人，或是给隔壁，或是有人来，或是我去拜访谁，就拿给他，然后多放那个 alternative living 传单，那个食宿那些啊，然后全球什么温暖那些都放进去的，有时候也放一些那个说哪一个宗教啊都讲不能吃肉的，老教啊、孔教什么都有讲的啊。天主教啊、回教什么都有讲的，这样就送给他们吃，那他们习惯那种也好啊，就发现得到，哎，吃素也蛮好吃啊，吃好了以后，就看那种的，哦，吃肉这么恐怖啊，哎呀，哦，不得了，我就吃这个好了，对啊，有时候我送了以后，他还打电话问我，啊，你买那个，比方说素猪肉那个是在哪里买的？能不能跟我说一声？有时候是从台湾，我没办法。我就叫他，你去找那些中国店嘛，然后你把那个名字啊、那个牌照哈、啊、那些哈、啊，你给他，叫他帮你订啊。你从台湾订，或是中国大陆订，或是别地方订的哈、啊，最少他有兴趣哈、啊。他买不到这个，他会找类似的嘛？啊，中国店有时候都有买素食的，在罐头里面或是外面的。还有，我说你可以去找那个健康素食店哈，啊，你去找那些哈、啊，看看他有没有类似的，都有的哈、啊。然后，总一个东西他有兴趣，他就去找别的嘛。而且我给很多种类的，有一些是在当地可以买到的。有一些都有那个 email 啊、地址啊，怎么他们就可以订嘛 ？OK。
Vegetarianism in religions.
The Baha'i faith regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom. Know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being.And to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i writings of some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity.Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die.Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you for your company on today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled Trust in God. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.